My name is Quinn, and I'm speaking with Trent. The first question I would like to ask is, what was your childhood like?
Well, I grew up in Vietnam, so it was difficult, but I think a lot of fun and sort of very typical childhood. I got to, spend summers with my grandma in the countryside, fishing, swimming, like doing fun kid stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Getting into trouble, climbing the neighbor's trees to steal their mangoes, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
So tough because it was after the war, so there was a lot of poverty and restrictions mm-hmm. and government control, but fun because our family, still made it fun for the kids.
Mm. To expand that, when did you move to America? And why did you decide to?
So I came to the U.S. when I was 12. And we decided to, well, my mother decided to come here because I'm Amerasian, which means I am half black and half Vietnamese, or half American and half Vietnamese. My father happens to be black. And it's very difficult for Amerasians to live in Vietnam. And so when my mother wanted to come here and hopefully give me a better future.
Okay. Then we knew a little bit about what's your childhood in Vietnam. What was it like in America?
More hard and fun. Learning a new language, a new culture. I came to a town called Sudbury, and at the time, my mother and I were the only Asian family in the town, and so it was hard to assimilate into a sort of an all American culture. We didn't have access to any Asian foods. We didn't, know anybody else. It was just her and I, and so that was difficult. Making friends at school, people thought I was very different just because haven't been exposed to a lot of Asians before. So that was rough.
What were the challenging part adapting to another culture?
So definitely the learning the language is a big deal, and not just language, it's the culture. So the way I came was that we spent 6 months in the Philippines. Actually, my mom and I were there for 9 months. 9 months in the Philippines learning English. That was part of the immigration process. You had to go learn English. And so we did. So, I knew some English, but the stuff that you learn in school is never how it is spoken, right? And so I might be able to read and write, but I wasn't able to communicate with my peers because there was a lot of slang, a lot of references to things that I don't know about, because I didn't grow up in this culture. Things that they would find funny, I didn't understand. So that was definitely one of the hard things. The other hard thing I think is the academic work is, I remember we didn't learn geography in Vietnam. So I failed geography just because I didn't, it was just a foreign concept. Mm-hmm. It's never something we learned. And so I didn't know, I couldn't figure out the latitude and longitude stuff. I couldn't, that was flew right over my head.
Another is, what is your life now?
What do you
mean? forget about your childhood now. If you were to talk about your life, like in your 20s, 30s or something, like what was it like?
20s or 30s, that was... It was challenging, but good. So I started, I was working at YES, so I did that. And I got to meet a lot of teenagers. I got to learn about all kinds of things. I started a family in my late 20s. So I have two children. And so, you know, in my late 20s, early 30s, I'm raising the two kids and being a mom, working full time. So that has its own challenges, right? Mm-hmm. Being a mom is challenging. Having being a full time working mom is also challenging. But fun, because you know you have two little babies and you mm-hmm. have two little toddlers, and then you have two little 5-year-olds, and into, you know, so. Yeah. And now my children are 18 and 16, one's in college and one's a junior in high school, so it's life is a little different, but there's still challenges that come with that.
So how is there a person in your life who had a big influence on you?
Sure. I think all along the way, there have been people who've had like different influences on me. You know, when I was 16, I became a YES kid. So I was a YES kid. And so my counselor at the time, Maureen, had a big influence on me. And then when I, and then she left because she wanted to travel the world, and she's still traveling the world. So the other person then became Jane. So Jane's been a big influence in my life since I was very young. She's still remains. But there's been also other people along the way, and I think it's I think people who influence your life, you know, sometimes can stay an influence, or mm-hmm. sometimes they're just there for like a small phase of your life.
Yeah. Next is, what are some advice you would give to someone young, or like this season, it's like SATs or, you know, prep, and what are some advice you have for high schooler or college kids, young adults?
I think the my biggest thing looking back is really like don't think you know everything. That's one thing. Be willing and open to learn and grow. But also don't hold yourself to really anything, because you are still learning and growing. So it's okay to not know what you want to do, and it's okay to not be great at what you want to do. I think it's more important for you to, like, you know, be a good person than it is for you to try and be a quote-unquote successful person. Because at the end of the day, what does that really mean to be successful, right? We know plenty of people who make a lot of money but are miserable. You know plenty of people who don't make very much money and are miserable. So what does, you know, being successful mean? it's different for everyone, but if you can be a good person, then at least you're kind of like halfway there, right? Mm-hmm. And at least you can be happy with yourself, and then the rest of it will come. And I also find that when you're a good person, you give off a certain aura or vibe that makes other people want to be helpful to you, and therefore, you know, you have it a little easier because people want to help. People want to, you know, they want to teach and they want to share and they want to, yeah, help you grow. If you're a good person and you seem genuine and you seem like you want to work hard and do the right things, and you know, you will be successful no matter what you do if those are your values to start with.
Okay. So second to last question is, do you have any regrets in life?
Always. I think, but it's, I don't know that I want to, I prefer to call them lessons learned than regrets. Because regrets makes it almost like a final mistake that can't be undone. And I think as human beings, until you're in a casket, you have the ability to continue to learn and grow from your mistakes. Therefore, they're mistakes, right? Could I have done something differently? Yes. Something better? Yes. But I will learn from that and then hopefully be able to do things better all the time. So like when I run a group, if I realize, that didn't go over so well, right? So I could regret that I planned a lesson that way, or I could say, okay, how can I do it better? So that my next group, the kids respond better, they participate more, they have a better time. So I don't ever want to live with regrets. I like to live with, you know, new opportunities to learn and learn daily.
Lastly, how would you like to be remembered?
I think as a good person, you know, I want for people to think that I contribute to society in some way, that I wasn't just about taking care of me and mine and not, you know, contributing to the to our society in general, to make it a better place for the next generation. I want to have had left some kind of an impression on somebody. In a good way.
Okay. Thank you for your time.
You're welcome.
Done. That's it. I should move it.